2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Bud Fraser introduced himself to me over the phone in the Navajo language. He lives in Lehi, but his grandparents live on the reservation.
English was a second language for them. I knew that this pandemic would be really hard on people like them. They live on this desolate mesa, miles away from a paved road, with no electricity and no running water.
And he knew many others would also have a hard time. The Navajo Nation is the size of West Virginia, but only has 10 or 11 grocery stores. Many people go to border towns to get supplies.
And I just thought, I can do something. I want to help. I want to do as much as I can.
He started gathering supplies and making the long drive himself every weekend. His efforts grew into Navajo Strong. More people wanted to help, offering trucks, buying cleaning supplies, donating masks and non-perishable food and water.
Once I kind of got it on social media, it kind of blew up.
Now Fraser runs Navajo Strong as the founder and executive director. It became an official charity with two part-time employees and several volunteers. They put educational materials about the virus in each bin they take to homes in both English and Navajo.
You know, what I love about my culture and the people down on the reservation is that it's a group effort. It's a community effort. It's not a one man for himself. It's definitely a help your community, help your elders.
They've served about 900 families in a dozen communities so far.
People are surprised it's that bad down there that, 30%, 40% of people don't have running water or electricity. And two, it's empowered a lot of people. I think of the people down there on the reservation, these volunteers who want to help and have the ability and the resources to step up and help their fellow men, their fellow tribalsmen.
The need continues. Fraser hopes people gather donations for Navajo Strong throughout the holidays. It could be a family Christmas giving project.
It's just great to see in a time where it's been, 2020 has just been a downer. It's been so good to see people step up who want to help, because there are people out there that want to help. It's a good story. It warms the heart to think of people who want to help and do the right things.
For pictures and video of the effort, go to kslnewsradio.com and search Heart of Utah. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.